me ha dicho, hablando en el mismo texto donde habla de su muerte y su restauración a la vida, dice, bástate mi gracia. Yo miré por sufrir tanto para Cristo y hasta morir por Cristo, que la gracia de Dios es suficiente para enfrentar hasta la muerte por Cristo. Amén. Dice, mi poder, poder del Señor, se perfecciona en la debilidad. Por tanto, de buena gana me gloriaré. Más bien en mis debilidades, para que repose sobre mí el poder de Cristo, por lo cual el amor a Cristo me gozo en las debilidades, en enfrentas, en necesidades, en persecuciones, en angustias, porque cuando soy débil, entonces soy fuerte. When Paul speaks of having died and risen again, he can't speak much about heaven, but he does have a message for us. He has a message that says, when I was weak and I was beaten and I was stoned for Christ, when I was killed for Christ, I found out one truth. My grace is sufficient for thee. Sufficient to suffer for Christ, to live for Christ, or to die for Christ. The grace of God is sufficient to give us strength in the face of death. Even in the face of Jorge's death, his grace is sufficient for the family to find strength and power. When we are weak, we depend on his strength. Luego encontramos en 1 Samuel 28, una vez, la única vez, que Dios permite un muerto para hablar a alguien en la tierra. 1 Samuel 28, verse 15, with Saul going to a witch, thinking he's going to speak to the dead. And a big surprise comes. The witch usually, apparently, speaks to some devil. And in this case, God, for the only time that we know of in history, the only time for sure in the Bible that God allowed a dead person to speak to someone on earth was 1 Samuel 28. And look at the message that the dead would speak. Mira el mensaje que los muertos hablarían, como cuando Saúl se consultó con la bruja de Endor, ¿verdad? Y esa bruja normalmente hablaba con espíritus, demonios parece. Pero por la única vez en la historia, por lo menos la única vez que de la Biblia, que un muerto habla, de sorpresa Samuel aparece y tiene un mensaje. ¿Y qué dice los muertos a los vivos? Primero de Samuel 28, Samuel dijo a Saúl, ¿por qué me has inquietado haciéndome venir? Primero dice, los muertos estamos en paz, en gozo, en tranquilidad. No quisiéramos volver. The first thing that Samuel says when he appears to Saul and this witch, as he says, first of all, I want you to know that you are bothering me. I'm in rest. I'm in great joy. Why do you want me to come out of this to come back to earth? I'm sorry, but Jorge, as much as he loves Shayla and his parents, he loves Jesus more. And as glorious as it is to live with Shayla and with his parents, it's more glorious to live with Jesus. And I don't think Jorge, as much as he loves Shayla and his parents, would want to come back right now. I think he's happy up in heaven. He's not going to speak to us directly, except through his testimony on earth and as God may point us through the Bible. Encontramos que por bueno que era vivir seguro Jorge con Sheila, bueno que era vivir Jorge con sus padres, es más bueno vivir Jorge con Jesucristo. Y aunque estaba contentísimo de Sheila y de sus padres, yo me atrevo a decir que es más contento con Jesucristo. Y no quisiera volver a la tierra para vivir en esta tierra. Y así los muertos están en reposo si están con Cristo y no quieren volver y interesarse mucho de las cosas aquí. No obstante, hay un mensaje. Nevertheless, there is a message, though Samuel didn't want to come. He says in 1 Samuel 28:16, why do you ask me anything? God is the one you need to pray to. And if the Lord has gone apart from you and become your enemy, why don't you obey the voice of the Lord? That is the reason that you're suffering and you have problems in your life, as you didn't obey. Samuel has one message. Listen to God and obey God. Live for God. Live for Jesus. The only reason you have problems and I have problems is when we don't live for Jesus. We don't let the Lord take control of our lives. We don't do things God wants us to do. Then God's not going to help us. Jorge couldn't help us to come back right now. He's done what he could, giving us a good testimony. Now it's up to us to find our guidance in the Lord, in Jesus who died for us. Así que encontramos aquí en Primero de Samuel, ¿para qué me preguntas a mí si Jehová se ha apartado de ti y es tu enemigo? Primero de Samuel 28:18, ¿cómo tú no obedeciste la voz de Jehová? Por esto Jehová te ha hecho esto hoy. Samuel tiene un solo mensaje. Obedece al Señor. No ora a los muertos, ora al Señor. Pero si el Señor se aparta de ti, no hay ayuda. Jorge no puede, ni quisiera volver, y no podría ayudarnos. Pero Él nos apuntó a Jesucristo, que puede ayudar y bendecir. Y el mensaje de los muertos para los vivos es: escucha al Señor y obedece al Señor. Vive para el Señor. Entrega tu vida a Jesucristo. Si no le obedeces a Él, va a tener problemas porque el Señor se aparta de ti. Acércate al Señor, obedécele a Él y Él le va a bendecir. Pero los muertos, si volvieran, hablarían de Cristo y de su sacrificio en la cruz. O hay una vez más que hay muertos que hablan. Pero no hablan los hombres como Samuel. Vuelven de la muerte para hablar con Jesucristo en Lucas 9, en un monte llamado el Monte de la Transfiguración. Y encontramos Moisés y Elías, que no había muerto Elías, pero lo mismo, pero que viene y dice en Lucas 9, 29 al 31, entre tanto que Cristo oraba, la apariencia de su rostro se hizo otra, y su vestido blanco y resplandeciente, y aquí dos varones que hablaban con él, los cuales eran Moisés y Elías, quienes aparecieron rodeados de gloria. ¿Y de qué hablaban? Si los muertos podrían hablar, ¿de qué hablarían? We find here there is one case where dead return to earth, and they don't speak with men, but they speak with Jesus. It's on a place we call the Mount of Transfiguration. When Moses and Elijah, Moses dead, Elijah just ascended, but Moses and Elijah, being dead, yet speak and spoke with Jesus. Now, what would they speak with Jesus about if the dead could return and talk? And they did speak, and it tells us what they talked about. Luke chapter 9, verse 31, says they spoke of his leaving, of his death, of his crucifixion, and how Jesus, what he would fulfill in Jerusalem. When Jesus died, the Bible says the blood of Jesus pays for all sin. Jesus' death paid for all of your sin, all of my sin, the sin of the whole world. Jesus' death got us a freedom from our sin, a forgiveness of our sin, so we could all go to heaven. The problem is a story I tell often of a prisoner years ago in the United States where the President of the United States had written a pardon for that prisoner. But the prisoner said, I don't want the pardon. I want to pay for my own crimes. And the Supreme Court of the United States said, a pardon is not a pardon unless it's accepted. Jesus has given the pardon. But many of us, to receive His pardon, would have to repent of our sin. Turn away from our sin. Say, Jesus, I want to live for You. Help me. Save me. Forgive me. I accept Your forgiveness. And I want You to change my life and help me to live a Christian life from here on, not living in sin. And some of us say, no, Lord, I have my life to live. Thank You. And a pardon is not a pardon for me, even though it's paid for by the blood of Jesus. He died to pay for your pardon, to pay for my pardon, to open us a door in heaven. But we have to turn from the world and sin and accept His pardon. He will not give us His pardon if we will not give Him our sin. He will not forgive us if we will not turn from sin and ask Him to help us to live a Christian life like Jorge lived. Encontramos que el mensaje que los muertos hablaban, Moisés y Elías, en versículo 31 de Lucas 9, hablaban de su partida que iba Jesús a cumplir en Jerusalén. Ellos hablaban de la muerte, crucifixión y resurrección del Señor Jesucristo en Jerusalén. Y cómo esa muerte pagó por todo pecado. La sangre de Jesucristo nos limpia de todo pecado. Pero el Señor, habiendo comprado el perdón de todo el mundo, lo entrega solo a los que le reciban a Él para ser su Salvador. Y para recibirla a Él, tengo que dejar mi pecado y seguir a Cristo. Arrepentirme de mi pecado. Y muchos dicen, no. Si yo tengo que dejar mi pecado y vivir una vida cristiana como vivió Jorge, mejor vaya al infierno porque no voy a dejar mi manera de vivir. Y aunque el perdón está comprado por la sangre de Jesucristo, muchos no lo van a disfrutar porque no quieren dejar su pecado y recibir a Cristo para ser su Salvador. Pero me atrevo a decir que Jorge, ahora mismo, si pudiera volver, diría primero, escucha al Señor y obedece al Señor. Segundo, Cristo pagó por todo tu pecado. No vale la pena vivir por ese pecado en la tierra. Eso es suciedad. Vive por Jesucristo. Eso es lo que vale. Mire aquí en el cielo cómo es. Mire el gozo que yo tengo y usted va a tener. Deja el pecado y seguir a Cristo. If Jorge George could return, he would say first, obey the Lord. Listen to and obey Him. Second, he'd say, I want to tell you about Jesus. It's not worth living in that sin. Oh, you think you're having fun. You don't know what fun is. Here in heaven is joy. Here in heaven is glory. Here is fun. Here is the pleasure that's eternal. Leave your sin. Turn away from it. Give your heart to Jesus. Oh, if the dead could speak, they'd speak of Jesus. And how wonderful it is to leave your sin and live for Jesus like Jorge did. Some say, oh, but I would have to be like George. He was a little cristianito. Well, yeah, he was a little cristianito, a little Christian, praise God. And it was a sign that he is now in heaven as a great Christian for God's glory. Entonces, llegamos al texto de Lucas 16. Jorge está en el cielo. George is in heaven. No obstante, lo que dijo un hombre en el infierno, creo que es la misma palabra que diría los que están en el cielo. Y eso es de Lucas 17, 26, 27. George is in heaven. I have no doubt about that. Nonetheless, there are some words in Luke 16 about a man in hell that I think his words or the words of anybody in heaven would be the same words. The words of the dead would be the same for us. Luke 16:27. Lucas 16:27. This dead man says, I beg of you, Father Abraham, send someone, send Lazarus to the house of my father, because I have five brothers. And now that I'm in hell, as George, I think, would say the same, now that I'm in heaven, all the more I want my brothers to be in heaven with me. Now that I'm in hell, said the other man, I don't want them to come to this place of torment. And Abraham said, they have Moses and the prophets. If they won't listen to the Bible, they're not going to listen to you. Even though God let a dead man go back and tell them that they should give their hearts to Jesus, give up their sin, live a Christian life, come to heaven. They won't listen to you if they won't listen to Moses and the prophets. Nonetheless, I'll put it in the Bible so they can see what a person who's dead would say if he could return to earth. He would say, brothers, sisters, cousins, friends, co-workers, come to heaven. There's no greater joy but being in heaven. Jesus opened for you the doors to heaven. Yes, you have to give up your sin. But the dead man in hell said, I don't want them to come to this place of torment. George would say, I do want them to come to this place of glory. So tell them about Jesus, please. Tell them to give their hearts to Jesus so that they avoid hell and they come to heaven. It's not worth a little bit of pleasure on the earth. It's not worth worldly friends and worldly activities to go to hell. It's not worth it. Tell them to give up living that human life and give their heart to Jesus to find out that a spiritual life, though you suffer more sometimes on earth, you have a greater joy up in heaven that makes it worth it all. Dígales que vengan al cielo. Como este hombre rico está diciendo, dígales que no vayan al infierno o no vengan al infierno conmigo. Dígales que no vale la pena un poco de placer en esta tierra para luego ir al infierno. Dígales que es mucho mejor venir al cielo y vale la pena dejar todo pecado y todo placer de la tierra para venir al cielo con Jorge, con Abel, con Samuel, con todos los santos de la gloria y con Jesucristo sobre todo. The dead will not speak except for one who is man and God at the same time. There is one and only one to whom it was given to come from heaven, to return to heaven, and to tell us what heaven is like, and that is Jesus Christ. And Jesus talks to us as a dead coming to life. What would the dead say? Los muertos no van a regresar para hablar salvo por uno, que vino del cielo siendo hombre y Dios, ascendió al cielo, y Él nos da el mensaje de cómo es el cielo, y cómo es la muerte, y qué dirían los muertos a los vivos. El que vino del cielo es el único que habla con autoridad, y Él dice, cree, pues yo morí por ti. And that one who died and rose again has one message. Believe in me. Give your heart to me, for I died for you. I died for you, and I rose again to give you new life. Believe in me, trust in me, give me your heart, live for me, because I died for you, you should live for me. Juan 3:13, nadie subió al cielo, sino el que descendió al cielo, el Hijo del Hombre que está en el cielo. ¿Y su mensaje? What is his message from John 3:13? He who went up to heaven, in verse 14, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, it's necessary that the Son of Man be lifted up. Como Moisés levantó la serpiente en el desierto, es necesario que el Hijo del Hombre sea levantado, para que todo aquel que en él cree no se pierda, mas tenga vida eterna. Versículo 16, no he venido para condenar al mundo, sino para que el mundo sea salvo por él. Jesús dice, yo vine del cielo, yo voy a ascender y ya ascendió al cielo, y yo tengo un mensaje. Morí por ti. Fui levantado en el desierto, en la cruz. Mírame, cree en mí, cree que yo soy lo mejor para vivir, para tu vida. Look at me, he says, I was raised on that cross. Look at the Lamb of God. Look at Jesus. Believe that it is better to give your heart to him than to give your heart to worldly living. Believe in the Lord that his salvation is better than anything else on the earth. Oh, no hace falta oír los muertos. Pues Cristo, el Creador, ya ha hablado. Not necessary to hear the dead. Christ has now spoken. As God said on that Mount of Transfiguration when Peter said, let's make a tabernacle for the dead, for Moses, for Elijah, and for Christ. The Father said, this is my beloved Son. Hear ye him. Dios habló y dice, no haga tabernáculos en el monte de transfiguración para Moisés, Elías y los muertos. Este es mi hijo amado. Oídle a él. Oh, quisiéramos a veces hacer un tabernáculo para Jorge, ¿verdad? Un buen hombre. Cuando voy por las montañas de México y algunas montañas de Perú, yo veo allí, al lado del camino, de las curvas, muchos pequeños tabernáculos de personas que han muerto cayendo por esas montañas. Y creo que el Señor diría, no haga tabernáculos para hombres. Solo da tu corazón a Jesucristo. When I go up the mountains in Mexico and those curvy roads, and I go up the mountains in Peru and those curvy roads, I see a lot of little tabernacles all along the way. People have gone over the mountain and died, and they put a tabernacle for that person. And I think the Lord would tell us, don't make tabernacles for people. Give your heart, rather, as a tabernacle for Jesus. Let Jesus live in your heart. Let Jesus live in your life. It's not necessary to hear the dead. It's necessary to hear him who died and rose again and comes again, the Lord Jesus, who says, believe in me. Look unto me, all ye who will shall have eternal life. Así su palabra es firme. Testificado como verdad por muchos. Y así acuérdate de él que amonestó del cielo. Apocalipsis, o digo, primero Hebreos 12, 18. I'll just read a couple more verses and we're done. Hebrews 12, 18. Porque no sabéis acercado el monte que se podía palpar como el monte de Moisés de Sinaí, que ardía de fuego y oscuridad, tinieblas y tempestad. The Lord, when he gave Jesus, did not give someone to be afraid of, like at Moses' mountain of Sinai, where God gave the law with fire and with tempest, with darkness, and with earthquakes. No, coming to Jesus is much better than that. He says, I didn't come that you could be afraid and that you'd be condemned. I came that you could find out what life is and what real life is, and you could come up to heaven with me. And what is that going to be like? In Hebrews 12, 22, versículo 22 de Hebreos 12, sino que os habéis acercado al monte de Sion, a la ciudad del Dios vivo, Jerusalén la celestial, a la compañía de muchos millares de ángeles. You have come to Mount Zion, to the company of millions of angels, a la congregación de los primogénitos que están escritos en los cielos. You come into the heavens, the congregation of all those like Jorge who have died and gone before. Multitudes of Christians will have to be with them forever. And you come to God, to have fellowship with God, the judge of all. A Dios, el juez de todos. A los espíritus de los justos, ya hechos perfectos. Oh, maybe there was something imperfect about Jorge that you noticed. We all have a lot of imperfections. But it says that Jorge, when you get to know him in heaven, all those things that you criticize that were imperfect, hey, they're perfect now. get to know Jorge as he is now. But you got to be saved and go to heaven so that you can become perfect like that. And then you can be along with him and all the others who have been perfection, this verse says, by going to heaven. But the best it says is you're going to come not just to the spirits of those dead people who have been made perfect. The better thing is you're now going to come to Jesus, the mediator of a new pact, of a new covenant. You're going to come and appreciate him for the blood that's been sprinkled that speaks better than the blood of Abel that spoke. Van a venir mejor las personas. Bueno estar con Jorge, pero mejor venimos a Jesús. A Jesús, el mediador del nuevo pacto, la sangre rociada, que habla mejor que la de Abel. Y juntos, les invito a ponerse de pie para leer conmigo Apocalipsis 21, and I'll invite you to read with me Revelation 21, of that great and glorious day that God is trying to give to us. I'll read Revelation 21, verses 3 to 7. If you have a Spanish version of the Bible, I invite you to read with me if you would like. Apocalipsis 21, 3 a 7, le invito a leer conmigo si gusta. Oí una gran voz del cielo que decía, he aquí el tabernáculo de Dios con los hombres, y Él morará con ellos, y ellos serán su pueblo, y Dios mismo estará con ellos como su Dios. Enjugará Dios toda lágrima de los ojos de ellos, y ya no habrá muerte, ni habrá más llanto, ni clamor, ni dolor, porque las primeras cosas pasaron. Y el que estaba sentado en el trono dijo, he aquí, yo hago nuevas todas las cosas. Y me dijo, escribe, porque estas palabras son fieles y verdaderas. Y me dijo, hecho está, yo soy el Alfa y el Omega, el principio y el fin. Al que tuviere sed, yo le daré gratuitamente de la fuente del agua de la vida. El que venciere heredará todas las cosas, y yo seré su Dios, y él será mi hijo. Amén y amén. Jorge está en un lugar donde no hay muerto, donde no hay llanto, donde no hay dolor. George is in a place where there's no crying, where there's no pain, where there's no death. And if Jorge could talk to us now, he would say together with Revelation 22:17, the Spirit and the Bride, the Christians say, come. And he who hears, speak and say, come. And he who has thirst, come. He who wants, come to the water of life and take it freely. George would say, come to Jesus. Come to heaven with me. Don't live for your worldly ways. Repent of your sin. Give your heart to Jesus. Live for him. Find out what real joy is. And if you don't find it in the earth, find it in eternity with God by believing the Lord Jesus Christ as your only Savior. Jorge diría, al que tiene sed, venga, pues el espíritu de la esposa, que son cristianos, dicen, ven. Y el que oye diga, ven. Y el que tiene sed, venga. Y el que quiere, tome del agua de la vida gratuitamente. Oh, los muertos ya han hablado cuando podían. The dead have already spoken like George has spoken. Probably bothered some of you. When George said, follow Jesus. Come to church with me and hear about Jesus. Give your heart to Jesus. You probably thought, if you didn't say it, George, leave me alone. But now that George is in heaven, if he had a chance, he would come and scream it like a volcano, like a hurricane. Come to Jesus. Give your heart to Jesus. Give up your worldly ways. Live for Jesus. There's nothing else that matters now except Jesus. Venga, Cristo. No hay otra cosa más importante. Los muertos no pueden hablar más, pero nosotros, los cristianos, estamos aquí para decirle lo que Cristo dice y lo que los muertos dirían. George cannot speak to you anymore, but God has sent me to speak the word of God, to show you what Jesus has already spoken to us, and to show us from the Bible what the dead would tell us if they could live again. obey, listen, love Jesus. Oremos. Let's pray. Nuestro Padre Celestial, gracias por los textos en la Biblia donde tú nos dices, porque no nos hace falta escuchar la voz de los muertos, donde tú nos dices, ¿cómo es el cielo? ¿Cómo es el infierno? ¿Qué importa en la vida? ¿Qué vale en la vida? Lord, thank you for the Word of God, where you tell us, we don't need to hear the voice of the dead. You tell us all that we need to know from the Bible as to what really matters in life, what is important in life. To give our heart to Jesus, to live for Jesus. If Jorge could return, he might say this, but Lord, he's not going to. So you've sent us to speak your word, and you've spoken your word, written in the Bible, to show us how glorious heaven is, much more glorious than all the sinful life that people could have here on earth. Help us to believe that what Jesus offers is better than what this world offers, and give our hearts to Jesus. Father, if there's anyone here who isn't sure they're going to heaven and they haven't seen in the Bible how to make sure, because we know a lot of people believe they're going to heaven, but they won't because they haven't seen what the Bible says and gone the way the Bible says to get to heaven. Help them now to search the Scriptures and to believe that none of us is good enough to save himself. None of us is a good person. Help each Father to believe that only Jesus can forgive us. Only Jesus can change us. Only Jesus can save us. Only Jesus can take us to heaven. And there's nothing worth living for in this earth except Jesus. Padre, ayuda que si hay alguno aquí que no tenga seguridad de su salvación, que no crea que va al cielo si no va al cielo, ayúdale a mirar qué dice la Biblia, escudriñar la Escritura, porque allí va a ver a Jesús. Va a ver que Cristo es el único que puede pagar por todo pecado. Va a ver que ninguno somos buenos. Todos somos malos pecadores. Y solo Cristo nos puede perdonar. Solo Cristo nos puede cambiar. Solo Cristo nos puede llevar un día al cielo. Ayuda que cada uno, Señor, busque a Jesús. Acepte a Jesús. Crea en Jesús. Vive por Jesús. Help each one here, Father, to believe Jesus, to repent of sin and ask Jesus to forgive them. Ask Jesus to change them and make them to be Christians, Christian living people, so that they can be sure that Jesus will take them to heaven, not by their good works, but only by His grace, only by His forgiveness, because we can't save ourselves, we can't change ourselves, only Jesus can do that. Help us each one to call on the name of the Lord, be saved, and then give our bodies as a living sacrifice to live for Jesus and His power until we get to heaven, bringing others with us to heaven. Help us to live so others can get to heaven. Our brothers, our sisters, our friends. Ayúdanos a vivir para que otros puedan venir al cielo con nosotros. Porque no somos salvos por nuestras obras. Solo por la gracia de Jesucristo. Solo por su perdón. Pero Señor, ayuda a cada uno a creer en el Señor Jesús. Invocar el nombre del Señor y ser salvo. Pero después de ser salvo, presentar su cuerpo en sacrificio vivo, santo y agradable al Señor. Por favor, Señor, ayúdanos a vivir para que otros lleguen a conocer a Cristo y lleguen al cielo con nosotros. Por la gloria del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo. Help us to live for the glory of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray.